Hey, all you men out there, Valentine's Day is just around the corner. Here's a timely review of a new collection of old recordings called Jazz for Lovers. Here is musician David Was.
Fantasy Records has just repackaged another 8 CDs from its gargantuan jazz catalog and is using the sobriquet For Lovers in order to market these kinder and gentler offerings to those who might find jazz forbiddingly intellectual and austere. This is the high culture version of those 60s mambo records that featured martini glasses and satin gown beauties on the cover. Turn down the lights, blow the dust off the needle, and let the games begin. Even if it wasn't the intent of serious artists like Miles Davis and John Coltrane to have their music serve as a soundtrack to suburban debauchery, the intimacy of these small combo recordings are the perfect complement to affairs of the heart, or even solitary meditation. The 1950s were the heyday of the small jazz combo, and the furious tempos and crashing dynamics of the big band and bebop eras had given way to a chamber music that was comparatively subtle and sensual. I always like an excuse to champion the legacy of jazz pianist Bill Evans, whose Chopin-esque approach to the instrument yielded a tonal palette that one associated with musicians like Horowitz and Rubinstein, except that those cats couldn't make it up as they went along. Evans' music might be for lovers, but the languid tempos and soft touch he employs will please those who love music first and foremost. The ballad was never in better pianistic hands. Sarah Vaughan is not exactly the most intimate singer in this collection of artists, if only because her operatic gifts make one sit up and listen rather than recline and let the music serve as background.
And I'm so in love. There's nothing in life but you.
But of all the artists in this series, the tenor sax stylings of Stan Getz are perhaps the most fit for coating a low-lit room in velvety sonic textures. Best known for popularizing the bossa nova in the 1960s, Getz was a legatee of the soft, burry sound that Lester Young had established in the 30s and 40s. There's even an apocryphal jazz legend that places Lester and Charles Mingus at an apartment window in Manhattan as Stan Getz goes by in a pink Cadillac. "There's a guy who's driving a caddy on money from the way I play," Lester is reported to have said. Whether stolen or appropriated, Getz's lyrical and songful approach to improvisation is what most people like about the music called jazz.
Our reviewer is David Was, half of the musical duo Was Not Was. Mm-hmm.